Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a nasheed nazm of our beloved Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. And the title of this nazm is Naye Jam o Meena Ata Ho Raha Hai.
Jo har dam khuda par, jo har dam khuda par vida ho rahe hain, o fani buton se juda ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, o fani buton se juda ho rahe hain, o khamre kohan to qawi tar hai lekin, wo khamre kohan to qawi tar hai lekin, naye jam o meena ata ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain. Kabhi kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, raah-e-ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain, kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahl sidq ko safa ho rahe hain, kabhi pi rahe hain, kabhi pi rahe lahu arzoo ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain, tujhe ho mubarak ae ashke nadamat, tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, naye baabe ulfat ke wa ho rahe hain, ye shaan e karam hai, یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, his beautiful advice and bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat was the imam of the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is teaching us so beautifully that what a person, if he carries on spreading the spark towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyments he will get in the spark. Here Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan of his, which is in poetic form, is Naye Jamo Meena Ata Ho Rahe, that in the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving new enjoyable drinks of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here people that are madly intoxicated with dunya, and generally think they are living in enjoyment in the pubs, in all the haram places, but they lose their sanity, they lose their respect, they don't know who's their mother, who's their wife, so that's no enjoyment. Enjoyment is when a person is in a state of ecstasy, his mind is fully in control, and he's on the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when you're in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as you get the taste of the love of Allah, and you carry on and going deeper into this ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has got no shores, then you see Allah ta'ala gives you new drinks. And as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that like in Ramadan Sharif, myself, we are just laying our dastarkhans with food, whereas actually Ramadan is not to feast, it's to fast. But our dastarkhans are laden with different types of delicacies. The friends of Allah ta'ala, their dastarkhan is spiritual dastarkhan. And what delicacies they have got on that dastarkhan, they got no time for the dastarkhan of the stomach. That very little they have. So this is really what our mouth should be, and our tabiat should be made such that this is what we start enjoying, the real enjoyment of the love of Allah. So Hazrat is saying here that how you will gain this, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hai. That in the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first step is that got connection with the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then start realizing that I was wasting my time giving my life and being sacrificing my life upon the things of this artificial things of this world. If I really have to give my life, every breath of mine has to be sacrificed of the giver of that breath, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So I have to sacrifice every breath, and a person who starts doing this tries his best every moment to try and love in the obedience of Allah, and this becomes very easy. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that you too, like that, it is very difficult to get this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. But just put your hand in the hand of the friend of Allah, then you'll see it's not just easy, it is enjoyable, this part to the love of Allah. Then you will see how easy it is that wafani buto se juda ho rahe. That all this artificial idols, and Allahu Akbar,
We think that we don't worship idols, but our Hazrat has given a beautiful example also, that tomorrow if the Mutawallis have to say that here we will put a golden idol in front by the Imam, and the best gold, we'll all lift our sleeves and say in the masjid, and the idol, we don't worship idols, and we'll all want to break down that idol. But they say, okay, no problem, the same idol will melt it and make it into gold coins, and whoever is here first for Fajr, he will get 100 gold coins. We'll see, they won't be placed at night. If after Isha, people will be sleeping. Myself first, Allah save me. So I have to look into the crevices of my heart, that this idol of the love of wealth, this idol of our sports, of our cars, of all artificial things, all this has to start leaving when you start sacrificing your breath on the love of Allah. And then a person will see, wa khumre khumre kohanto kawitar hai lekin naye jamo meena ata ho raha hai. That as a person gets, and this is very deep, Hazrat is talking of, that old love, that enjoyment of the old wine. Wine, when it is very old, and especially it kept in the olden days, in all those barrels, etc., very valuable also, and according to them, it was very tasty. But that is intoxicant. Real wine is the wine of the love of Allah. And as the lovers of Allah, they have got that old connection with Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala gives them new and new enjoyment. That they get different enjoyments in their du'as now, different enjoyments, and we see, we hear from the friends of Allah, every now and then teaching a different du'a, every now and then teaching us how to beg from Allah Ta'ala, how to make shukr. These are all new drinks, which just give us a little taste. What they have, we can't imagine. What enjoyment they are getting. Kisi kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. And that's how we have to get these respected elders and friends. Hazrat is saying that you'll have to give your heart sometimes. That the desires and thoughts will come, but you stamp your heart and you smash your heart. That in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for just myself, all of us, we taunt others, but we have to taunt ourselves. And we have to take our own name. Abdurrahman, you got the audacity. Can you bear the fire of Jahannam? And can you just please Allah? So we have to give our heart sometimes, and sometimes our life we have to give. And we hear Allahu Akbar, how people give their lives in the path of Allah. How people hear it is to give our lives to stay away from guna. That we have to run away from sins, run away from that environment. As Mufti Sahib explained yesterday, that our Dada Shaykh used to teach, one of the ways to get to Allah, guna se mubadat. Or asbabi guna se bhi mubadat. That stay away from guna and the causes of guna also. That those things that will take you close to guna. That Allah Akbar, Mufti Jafar was telling us, telling me today, that our Dada Shaykh used to say, la taqrabu zina. That go, don't go close to zina. If you leave out the la, if you move out the la away, then you'll get taqrabu. You'll be going close to this woman. And from taqrabu, where you will end up to taf'alu. You'll start doing and then you'll be shocked. That I thought I'm a sheikh now. That now I can talk to the woman, I can advise them, it doesn't matter. But you can be the biggest sheikh in the world. Allah Ta'ala has said, la taqrabu zina. And where it starts, no gazes, don't even look at them. Don't even talk to them. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. That when a person starts doing this, then rahi ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. That in the part of the love of Allah, a person has to be loyal. And this is what is taqwa. That loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Outwardly we can fool the world, but Allah Ta'ala knows every thought of ours. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. And this muraqabah we have to make regularly and daily from the morning, that Allah is watching me. And not only in the negative sense, in the positive sense, that Allah is seeing that I'm trying to stay away from sin, and then see how Allah pours the sweetness of iman in the heart. That the new goblets of the enjoyment of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that when a person now realizes, khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar, hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe. That upon my desires, and Allah Akbar, as Hazrat explained, that forget the haram desires, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will learn in front, to annihilate your nafs, that all your desires you stamp one side. My desires, I'll sacrifice every desire of mine for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that even in my ibadat, what Allah will be happy with, that is what I will do. Otherwise, shaitan always will come and try and fool us, that do this, but myself, my nafs is getting enjoyment. Yet my nafs is enjoying it, and I think I'm in deen, but I'm doing an enjoyment for myself. Otherwise, when you start doing this, a friend of Allah, somebody asks him, how are you feeling today? Says, what can you ask a person according to whose desires the world is functioning? Say, what you talking? Says, I've sacrificed all my desires for the pleasure of Allah. So however Allah Ta'ala, whatever conditions Allah sends down, I am happy with that. This is, we have to tread in this path. At least we think these are very high stages. But if we hear about this, at least we make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we see how much effort myself we have to make in this path of the love of Allah. Of Ahl Hadith, Sidq wa Safahura. And this is the sign that now a person has become a true lover of Allah Ta'ala. And his heart is becoming purified. And the heart is becoming clean. Then only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes in this heart. And how is this? Allahu Akbar. How do you sacrifice all your desires for the pleasure of Allah? Kabhi pi rahe lahu aazuka. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho raha. That sometimes you're drinking the blood of your hopes, and you got this hope and you got that hope, but you drink the blood of it and you stamp it. Allah Ta'ala is not happy with this, so I'll stay away from this. I'll stay away from this occasion. I'll stay away from this business, etc. And in this, a person, this part of the love of Allah, mitakar khudi, myself, I have to annihilate my own self. That, as Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuh also explained, that we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, it's actually only Allah is great. And that sometimes we say Allah is great, but I'm a respectable person. We have to take out everything totally. And the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as they get closer to Allah, Allah's greatness settles in their heart so much that they realize we are absolute. What are we in front of Allah? Not a speck, not even an end, anything. And we are every hole in the body, only dirt comes out. And Allah is pure. When a person starts annihilating himself, then only you can become ba-khuda. Then only you can start getting connected to Allah. Otherwise myself, I'm fooling myself. That I think I'm getting connected to Allah, but far from there still. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashk e nadamat, naye baabi ulfat ke wa ho raha hai. Then you see the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat says, that very blessed is their tears of sorrow. That, oh Allah, how I read my, forget the son. There in their ibadat, they're making tawbah. And they're asking, oh Allah, you gave me this opportunity of tahajjud. I didn't perform it properly. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah used to say, I used to see people, referring to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, used to spend the night in the love of Allah, and in the morning they crying. And we are involved in the disobedience of Allah, and we got time to laugh. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat says, when you start doing this, then very blessed is that tear, and Allah is so kind. If the tear can't come out, at least that feeling, and make yourself like you are crying. Then Allah will open new doors of more connection with Allah and more love with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, and all this is that not only it's not any person's achievement and any person's own mujahada, this is all yeshani karam here. This is Allah Ta'ala's very great honor of kindness, that na laiko, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the more you become closer to Allah, the more you realize that I'm absolutely useless. Where is the greatness of Allah? But when we're not in the spot, we do little and we think, no, we are worthy of this. We are worthy of praises. And the friends of Allah, they realize we are worthy of nothing. Although they are worthy of what greatness, what position they have got, we can't imagine. And they realize that karam unke har dam ata ho raha. That every moment is only Allah's kindness, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. Allah allows me to come to a majlis, to come into the masjid, to lift my hands and make dua, etc. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. Hazrat says, look at the karamat, look at the miracle of the spot of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ke sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. That you are loving, you are, Allah has given you a great position in this world also, but you become like an ordinary mendicant. You humble yourself in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the true reality. At least we make dua for this and make effort through the barakat of our honorable Yafi Shaykh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بها شرف الشيخ حكيم محمد اختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه فتأتى وجلسة قرب محبت.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے, اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں, اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں, مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے, مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے, صلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے, ارے توبہ, صلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے, ارے توبہ, کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے, کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے, خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی, خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی, تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دو رہتا ہے, تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دو رہتا ہے, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے, گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد ناداں, گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد ناداں, کہ ان کی آہ و زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے, کہ ان کی آہ و زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے, بفیض
مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلتا ہے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلتا ہے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
We should listen carefully. These are great, great bayans which are taking place. Urdu perhaps we don't all understand, but now with the translation, and we make dua that Allah give us this reality, brings it into us. These are great bayans of Hazrat, which Hazrat is explaining.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just will try to translate these couplets and this port of Hazrat Hakim Shah Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi by the command of our Shaykh. I am not a beginner even of this path, but inshallah by the Baraka inshallah I will try to translate inshallah. Hazrat says, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. سم ٹائم پاسز بائی ان دا پاتھ وین وی تریڈنگ دا پاتھ آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دیٹ دا ٹنگ از کوائٹ دا پرسن ناٹ سیئنگ اینی تھنگ ان دا ورڈس بٹ دا ہارٹ از کرائنگ وین دا پرسن از میکنگ مراقبہ پونڈرنگ آن ہز سنس and trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's not saying anything in the words, but is saying lot by his heart. اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. Even though maybe there will be thousands of difficulties in the path of taqwa and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so maybe if somebody is coming here as a not original person coming for the name and fame, maybe coming to get taluq with Allah wala, so maybe he can get some benefit of this dunya. Obviously he will learn from the halfway. But those who are truthful lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are true and they are original lover of Allah ta'ala, they will bear all the difficulties in the path of the love of Allah and they will not leave this way. سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. حضرت سینگ واٹ از دا بینیفٹ وی آر گیٹنگ ان دا لو آف دس ان دا فورس لو وین دا پیپل آر لونگ فالنگ ان دا حرام لو مے بی دے آر فالنگ ان دا لو آف دا وومین دے آر فالنگ ان دا ادر حرام لو سو واٹ ہی از گیٹنگ ہیئر دیٹ دا ہی از کرائنگ دا ڈے اینڈ نائٹ 24/7, but the one whom he loves, the believer, he does not know about his condition, he does not care about his lover. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. On the other side,
the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if some dents come maybe in the clothes of his piety because of his sins, because of his faults, then he keeps on washing all these dirts and dents through the tears of his ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeeq kar ae zahid nada ke unki ahuzari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. Hayat advising the people, those who think we are zahid like we, that you know, if you thinking you are pious, so don't look down at the people who are committing sins, because even the skies are crying on the crying of these sinful people who are crying out of regret. So don't look down at the people who are sinful. Bafreze murshide kamil jo darde dil hua hasil to dil par jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat hota rehta hai, because of the barakah and the blessings of getting a perfect murshid and the guide in the path of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person gets a pain in the heart, if the person becomes success to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, so then he always getting closer in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo ghairo par fida karta hai apne qalb o ja akhtar, bajurme be wafai haq to mehroom rehta hai. The person who don't come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is giving his heart and his mind to ghairullah, either is the wealth, either is the human beings, or either anything else, so then he always is deprived, because he is not faithful, he is not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always among the wretched ones and among the deprived ones. May Allah save us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Aah Tere Siwa.
Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa, mera koi nahi aah tere siwa, e khuda khuda e khuda, zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa, zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa, aur meri موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم هم خالف هوى میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اخطر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا ورنہ اخطر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا او اللہ دے از نو ون فور می بٹ یو اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا او مائی اللہ او مائی اللہ او مائی اللہ او مائی اللہ فور می دے از نن بٹ یو زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا او اللہ مائی لائف اینڈ دا ایسنس آف مائی لائف ٹو ریمبر یو اینڈ ٹو بی ایبل ٹو میٹ وتھ یو And it is my death when I am separated from you. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua, meri dunya ka shamso qamar kya hua. In the world there was the sun and the moon that had given so much of light. Oh Allah, but when you left me, everything became so dark. Bahr tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa, meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. Wallah, in an ocean of the storm of love and the wind is against me. My ship is trying to move in this direction. Oh Allah, it is only you that is the captain of my ship. If you hold and steer my ship, I will come out safe. Otherwise, I will fall in this ocean. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Oh Allah, when the sun of your mercy came out in the world, and there was that person who was deserving of the most punishment, but he also was left off the hook. When the sun of your mercy, O Allah, shone forth, then the one who was most deserving of all types of punishment, he also was found to be left off the hook. Tere darya ya rahmat ka hai asra, O Allah, my hopes are in this ocean of your mercy. ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا ادروائز دا سروینٹ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ایڈریسز ہمسیلف ادروائز دا سروینٹ اختر او اللہ ہی کین ناٹ پریزنٹ اینی اعمال ان فرنٹ آف یو ہی از آلسو ایمٹی آف اعمال اٹ از اونلی ہوپ ان دی اوشن آف یور مرسی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم فرسٹ اینڈ فارموسٹ آئی ایم ناٹ فٹ ٹو سٹینڈ ان فرنٹ آف یور بٹ بیکاز آف حضرت hukam. I've got a small short guzari to give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for me to go towards the end of January to Bangladesh. Hazrat Mufti Jafar Sahib Ramadan Barakatum is here. Spend a few days with Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib should take me every day. He has programs every day in Bangladesh. Huge, huge crowds. Thousands of people attend his programs. And every day for the whole year, Mufti Sahib is booked. Every day. He goes after Asr from home. He comes midnight, 1, 2 in the morning home. Every day. That's his program. So Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the tawfiq to spend some time with him. And he should take me and he should make me say a few things. A few advices that we hear from Hazrat. I wouldn't say advices. Whatever Allah Pak put into my heart, I should speak there and then Mr. Sahib should translate it, Alhamdulillah. So we spent about 4 or 5 days there. Also, the other thing we did is we went to, our Jamaat went to the refugees from Rohingya. I went there and Alhamdulillah we distributed some hankies, some socks and some musallas. And for the ladies, abayas and some kitabs. And then there's a Jamaat Khana that our Jamaat, Dr. Vahid Sahib and all went from here. They built a Jamaat Khana. In the Jamaat Khana rear section, it was from the Wuzu Khana to there was always full of sand because there was no concrete and there wasn't a proper Wuzu Khana. So Allah gave us tawfiq to extend the Wuzu Khana, redo the whole area and make the courtyard more cleaner and better. We did that also, and Alhamdulillah, Allah Shukr, we appointed the Muazzin and the Imam to teach children. We started the madrasa there also. Alhamdulillah, so Allah Shukr to all those that have contributed to when Dr. Vahid Sahib went. Alhamdulillah, we got a madrasa and a masjid done in there, Alhamdulillah. Mufti Jafar Sahib was with us and we went together with him and did all that, Alhamdulillah. After Bangladesh, I went to India. I went for some medical reasons, but also I've got friends, quite a few friends in Delhi. They come every year, and whenever they come every year, I tell them that they must come and spend some time with me in the Sankha, 3-4 days, come and spend. They come and they phone me, I'm coming certain day, and on that particular day, unfortunately, sometimes they can't make it. Sometimes they say they're coming for 3 days, and then they make only 1 day, and then they go away, because they come with their own work, yeah. So I decided, after a lot of persuasion from their side, that I will also go and see. I went a few years ago, maybe about 7-8 years ago. We had a few programs in Delhi, but this time, Alhamdulillah, we went. The time was very short. I only had about 4 days in Delhi. So we had every night a program. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Shukr, our friends there had invited others. I had phoned 2 or 3 friends and asked them to collect all those that have got taluk with us to meet us at a particular place. So quite a few others from the neighboring madrasas all came there, Alhamdulillah, Allah Shukr. And fortunately, while I was in Bangladesh, I took risalas, I took a small kitab of Hakim Sahib from here. But when I went to Bangladesh, I saw Khazainul Quran by Mufti Jafar Sahib and I took a copy of that with me. So I used to make ta'lim from that. And when I went from here, I made one niyat. I said, Allah Pak, let me at least establish the zikr of Allah wherever I go. Alhamdulillah, our friends that come, they come, they spend some time, but then they go away and then some of them write very good letters and some of them don't have no contact until the next year when they come. So I felt, like Hazrat says, it's our responsibility. I felt it that I should at least... Though I don't know much, I definitely don't know much and I'm not fit for it, but whatever little I know, I felt the responsibility in me to go and meet them and spend time with them. And Hazrat Talim is such that we feel indebted to pass it on. You know? We feel indebted to pass it on. So I went there, Alhamdulillah, Allah Shukr. The first day we had a program. It so happened that from a nearby area, from Jinjana, three brothers came, three alims came. And then one of them said, no, you must come to Jinjana. And Jinjana is a place where the Khanqa of Haji Imdadullah Makki, Rahmatullah's Sheikh, I think Mahmood. Huh? Miaji Nur Mahmood's Khanqa there. So they went and arranged a majlis for me the next day and they sent me a note that I must come for the majlis tomorrow. It just happened my flight was the next day and I phoned and I tried to change the flight and I couldn't get the flight, so I phoned them back and sent a message. So they wrote back and said, please come, stay behind for Ramadan, come back in Ramadan. And I said, no, I'll go and make mashwara with Hazrat and see whether I can go Ramadan or not. But I did tell them that inshallah I will come in September. And inshallah, Allah gives me life. I've made near that I'm going to go and spend at least 3 weeks in those areas. It is tough, but we have to make sacrifice. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, jitni tumhari kurbani, itni khuda ki meherbani. So we have to make some sacrifice and go there. Inshallah, Allah give me tawfiq and Allah accept.
From there, alhamdulillah, we went to Harmain Sharifin and I returned. And all, whatever I went there, I am useless. I have got no words to say anything. But it's through all Hazrat's tawajju and, Allah may speak certain things and say certain things. Allah must accept, inshallah, and give the highest of rewards to Hazrat, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله
الا انت. اولاد حسن حضرت مولانا مولانا غلام الله قادر کشمیری دام البرکات یوسف خان for many many years before this year. So حضرت مولانا is in illustrious time. Alhamdulillah, حضرت مولانا with his father is doing a lot of work in Kashmir. They have entered a place where there was a lot of bid'at once upon a time. His father had made a lot of sacrifice in that land. Alhamdulillah, he has spread a lot of sunnah in that land. And alhamdulillah, his sons are carrying on with him.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. تمام تعریفیں اس اللہ وحده لا شریک له کے لیے ہیں کہ جس رب کریم نے ہم سب کو ایمان کی دولت سے نوازا, اللہ کے نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی امت سے پیدا فرمایا, اور پھر ہم سب بہت خوش نصیب ہیں وہ لوگ کہ جو اس وقت بہت ہی بابرکت اور نورانی محفل کے اندر اللہ پاک نے ہم سب کو بیٹھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی. اللہ پاک ہماری اس بیٹھنے کو قبول فرمائے. چونکہ حضرت کا حکم تھا اس لیے جیسا کہ ابھی حضرت حاجی یوسف صاحب دیسائی نے اپنی کچھ کارگزاری سنائی, تو اسی طریقے سے حضرت والا جب ہمارے ہاتھ تشریف لائے تھے, اللہ پاک ان کے سایہ عاطفت کو تادر ہمارے سروں پر قائم و دائم فرمائے, تو حضرت والا کا میرے والد صاحب سے ایک زمانہ طالب علمی سے تعلق تھا, اس کی وجہ سے پھر یہاں آنا ہوا. پھر حضرت یہاں سے تشریف لے کر کے گئے, پھر حضرت والا کے ساتھ میرے والد صاحب کا اصلاحی تعلق بھی قائم ہوا. تو اس کے بعد سے 1974 میں 1974 میں جب ہمارے ہاں ادارہ قائم ہوا, اس کے بعد جہاں یہ مدرسے کا تدریس کا سلسلہ شروع ہوا, اس پورے علاقے میں تحدیث بن نعمت کے طور پہ عرض کرنا ہے, کوئی بڑائی مقصود نہیں ہے, تحدیث بن نعمت کے طور پہ اس پورے علاقے میں جہاں اللہ پاک نے یہ سلسلہ شروع فرمایا, تو والد صاحب ہی کے ذریعے سے دعوت و تبلیغ کا کام بھی شروع ہوا. پھر یہ قریبی زمانے تک ہمارے یہاں باقاعدہ کوئی خانقاہی نظام کا کوئی سلسلہ نہیں تھا. لوگ مطلب اس کو یا تو یوں سمجھتے تھے, اگر کوئی خانقاہی سلسلہ تھا بھی تو وہ بدعتی لوگوں کے ہاتھ میں تھا. جیسا کہ آپ لوگ جانتے بھی ہوں گے ان کی پیر مریدی کا کیا سلسلہ ہوتا ہے, نہ ان کے یہاں کوئی پردے وغیرہ کا اہتمام ہوتا ہے, سب کچھ مخلوط چلتا ہے, اور اللہ حفاظ فرمائے عقائد میں شرک کی ملاوٹ سب کچھ اسی کو وہ لوگ پیر مریدی سمجھتے تھے. لیکن اللہ نے کرم کیا تو کچھ عرصہ پہلے یہ سلسلہ بھی شروع ہوا, تو اس کی برکات الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ حضرت والا کی برکت ہی کہوں گا میں اسے, ثم الحمدللہ سال گزشتہ ہمارے یہاں ہماری مسجد میں والد صاحب کی نگرانی میں 62 لوگ اعتکاف میں تھے. اس علاقے کے حساب سے 62 لوگ, اگر چار لوگوں کے حساب سے تو بہت نہیں ہے اس علاقے کے حساب سے 62, لیکن 62 لوگ ہمارے یہاں اعتکاف میں, پھر خانقاہی شکل میں, پھر ایک نظام کے تحت, یہ صرف اللہ کا کرم تھا, رضی والا مد اللہ ذلہ کی برکت تھی. اللہ پاک ہمیں تو میں یہ دعا کروں گا اور کہ اللہ پاک حضرت کا سایہ تادر قائم رکھے اور آپ حضرت کی توجہ رہے, تو انشاءاللہ تو کبھی یہ دن بھی دیکھنے کو ملے گا میرے اللہ نے چاہا, کہ جس طریقے سے یہ خانقاہی لائن کی بہاریں ہر جگہ دیکھنے کو ملتی ہیں, اپنے شیخ سے تعلق اور پھر یہ اپنے تزکیہ نفس جو ایک مطلوب چیز ہے, جو ایک ایمان والے کی زندگی میں بہت ہی اہم چیز ہے. وہ ایمان والا جس کی زندگی میں تزکیہ نفس نہ ہو, جس کی زندگی میں تقوی اور طہارت نہ ہو, یہ بغیر کسی اللہ والے کی صحبت کے نہیں ہو سکتا. تو اللہ نے کیا کہ ہمارے علاقے میں الحمدللہ اب اگرچہ اس کی شروعات ہے, لیکن مجھے اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے کہ یہ سلسلہ بڑھے گا, اور ہمارے علاقے میں بھی کہ جہاں پر ہر طرف بدعات شرکی عقائد رکھنے والے لوگ اور اس پر مداومت رکھنے والے اور جو اس کے خلاف کرے اس پر کفر تک کے فتوے اور پھر نہ جانے کیا کیا, لیکن اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے کہ جب انسان کسی راہ کی طرف چلنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے تو پھر اللہ پاک اس کے لیے راستے بھی کھول دے. تو بس اتنا ہی کہوں گا, یہ حضرت والا مد اللہ ذلہ کی برکت ہے, تو ہم سب اس سے فائدہ اٹھائیں, ایسے مواقع سے بہت زیادہ حد درجہ کوشش کی جائے, اللہ والوں کی صحبت جو پہلے بھی گزشتہ شاید مجلس میں ایک بات اللہ نے کہلوائی تھی حضرت شیخ حکیم الامت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی نور اللہ مرقدہ ہو کی, کہ ان کا یہ ملفوظ کہ یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتر اسد صلاح طاعت بیریا, تو حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا حضرت مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے کہ میں اس کو یوں کہتا ہوں, یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتر از لکھ صلاح طاعت بیریا, کہ ایک اللہ والوں کی صحبت کی ایک گھڑی ایک لاکھ سال کی بیریا عبادت سے بہتر ہے. تو حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ نے جب اس کا علمی جواب دیا ہم رجال اللہ یسقا جلیس ہوں کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہوتے ہیں کہ جن کی صحبت میں بیٹھنے والا کبھی بدبخت نہیں ہوتا. تو ہمیں امید اللہ کی ذات سے کہ جب اللہ نے ایسی مجلس میں بیٹھنے کی توفیق دی اور ایسے مرشد کامل کے ساتھ ہمیں نسبت عطا فرمائی تو اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے کہ اگر صدق سچی طلب ہوگی صادق بن کر کے بیٹھیں گے تو اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے کہ اللہ پاک ہمیں مایوس نہیں کریں گے, اللہ ہمیں بدبخت نہیں کریں گے اور روز محشر اللہ پاک ہمیں ایسے لوگوں کے ساتھ حشر نصیب فرمائیں گے. اس لیے کہ نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کا فرمان ہے المرء مع من احب, کہ آدمی اسی کے ساتھ ہوگا جس کے ساتھ وہ محبت رکھتا ہے. اللہ والوں سے محبت ہوگی, اللہ والوں کی صحبت ہوگی تو امید ہے اللہ کی ذات سے کہ کل قیامت میں اللہ پاک سے, عربی کا وہ شعر ہے, مشہور شعر ہے عربی کا, احب الصالحین ولست منهم لعل الله يرزقني صلاحا, کہ میں نیکوں سے محبت رکھتا ہوں اگرچہ خود نیک نہیں ہوں. بہت بڑی بات ہے کہ انسان اللہ والوں سے نیک لوگوں سے محبت کرے اور دل میں جذبہ ہو کہ میں نیک نہیں ہوں. اسی کو شاید غالباً حضرت حکیم الامت کا قول ہے کہ نیک بننا تو فرض ہے, اللہ عالم کس کا قول ہے کہ نیک بننا تو فرض ہے لیکن اپنے آپ کو نیک سمجھنا حرام ہے. تو یہ اللہ والوں کی صحبت کی برکت ہے, یہ سمجھنا کہ میں اللہ والوں سے محبت رکھتا ہوں, ان کی صحبت سے بیٹھنا, ان میں سے میں لعل اللہ یرزقنی صلاحا, ان کی صحبت سے اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے, ان کی محبت کی برکت سے امید ہے کہ اللہ پاک ہمارا حشر ان کے ساتھ کرے گا. یہ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی حدیث سے ثابت ہے. اللہ پاک ہم سب کو کہنے سننے سے زیادہ عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور حضرت والا مد اللہ ذلہ کے سایہ حاطف تادیر ہمارے سروں پر قائم و دائم فرمائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم. حضرت مولانا سنگھ, آل پریزز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اللہ ہیز گیون اس توفیق جس سے ٹیم از گیدرنگ. It's very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability. It is that, I'm just giving a slight karguzari, what has happened in our area. He said that his father, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, came to Kashmir, and then Mawlana came here also, met, and his father was, Hazrat Mawlana Ghulamullah Qadiri was Hazrat Sati in class in Madrasa. He had some connection. And then eventually he came here, and then he took bed to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib down Barakatum. You see, from 1974, they've been in Kashmir. They're working in a very difficult area where there was a lot of bid'at and evils, etc. But alhamdulillah, his father started making effort there. The tabligh work also started from their area. And the madrasa they had also, mashallah, people were benefiting. But there was no khankai system. And whatever khankai system there was there, it was all the ways of the ahl bid'at. That there is no parda also. Many things they say of all shirk, kufr, all wrong things they are saying. So then Hazrat, his father, after coming here, he started the silsila there also. And alhamdulillah, I said this year for Atikaf, there were about 62 people who came. So maybe for us it will be something small. But today it's a very, very big thing, 62 people coming, sitting in and having a full program, etc. of the Khankai system. So it is that tazkiyah is very, very important. And we hope, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will give increased taraqqi in the areas also. And when he starts something, inshallah, Allah will open up more and more roads. And he says that the important thing is to stay in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi and Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi were discussing that staying in the company of the awliya Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat without riya and show. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi asked Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, it seems there is exaggeration. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi said, no, it's better than 100,000 years of ibadat without riya. And the reason he gave was that it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala, such people, they're just sitting in the company, a person won't be badbakht, he won't be wretched, he won't be destroyed. So inshallah, this is a hope, he leave this world with iman. So we hope that we also, he says that we must try and sit here with sincerity, with ikhlas, and sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the result of it will be on the day of qiyamah, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with the person whom he loves. And we must have love for the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a famous poem also, محب الصالحين ولست منهم. I love the pious people, but I am not amongst them. I love them, but I am not amongst them. And that he says, we come in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala, that we'll have love for them also, but we won't feel we are great. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, نیک بننا فرض ہے, لیکن اپنے آپ کو نیک سمجھنا حرام ہے. To become pious is فرض, compulsory. But to regard yourself as pious, this is haram. This is completely prohibited. So this is the feeling a person must have. أحب الصالحين, I love the pious people, but I am not amongst them. لعل الله يرزقني صلاحا, I've got hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah also through their barakat and blessings in sitting in their company, Allah will also grant me piety. Allah give us to understand.